This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about affirmations for the inner skeptic. Affirmations give you the power to change what's in your heart. They do more than change the way you think. They also change the way you feel. People frequently talk about changing their mind, but rarely talk about changing their heart. Changing their mind is relatively easy, but changing their heart is hard, and few people do it. Changing the way you think is an exercise in logic. Your rational mind is always open to the power of reason, and it easily swallows watermelon-sized chunks of truth as long as it's logical. You usually need to say an affirmation only once for your rational mind to buy into it. If the affirmation is logical, your mind accepts it as fact and files it away without argument. Your emotional mind isn't so easily convinced. It's hard to change the way you feel. You may need to repeat an affirmation 50 times before your emotional mind accepts it. It's an eternal skeptic and must be shown the truth many times before it will believe. That's why affirmations are so valuable. You can repeat them until you overwhelm the inner skeptic and change the way you feel. If you want to influence your emotional mind, don't argue with it. Instead, overwhelm it with positive affirmations. The inner skeptic is massively susceptible to the power of positive affirmations. When reason tells you one thing and emotions tell you another, your emotions will hold sway in the short term. It's not that the power of reason is weak. Rather, it's that the power of emotion is so strong. When the two are in conflict, emotion emerges the winner because it overwhelms the rational mind. The inner emotional skeptic isn't interested in logic. It's more susceptible to the power of repetition than it is to the power of reason. If you repeat anything enough times, the inner skeptic slowly has a change of heart and it changes the way you feel. Affirmations aren't aimed at your rational mind. Instead, they take aim on your emotional mind to push it in a positive direction. They transform your life by putting good things into your heart. Repeating affirmations increases their power, and the more times you repeat them, the sooner you feel better. Affirmations are especially effective in the hearts of people who have a personal relationship with God. God's love is the most powerful force in the universe, and when His love floods your heart and mind, it heals your damaged emotions. Affirmations help you focus on God's love and help you practice His healing presence. Affirmations aren't wishful thinking or whistling in the dark, hoping that things will improve if you say a few magic words to yourself. There is no trickery or intellectual dishonesty when you repeat affirmations. Affirmations are not about where you are or where you've been. They're about where you're going. Where you are right now isn't nearly as important as where you are going. You may not like where you are, but if you're moving in a positive direction, you can hang on until things improve. When you repeat a positive affirmation, you create the roadmap that takes you where you want to go. When I traveled in the Arabian Desert, I frequently found myself driving in deeply rutted tracks. My Land Rover followed wherever the tracks led. If I took my hands off the steering wheel, the truck's wheels automatically followed the twists and turns in the track. It was almost as if the Land Rover was on autopilot. Getting out of deeply rutted desert tracks can be difficult and dangerous. If I drove too fast, I could lose control of the vehicle as I tried to leave the track. When I wanted to get out of a track, I always did it slowly and in a controlled manner. Ruts are a safety problem, and you try to stay out of them so you don't have an accident or damage your vehicle. Ruts also create navigational problems since they take you where you don't want to go. Ruts exist because a large number of people drove down a desert track in order to reach a particular destination. If you happen to be going that way, then you don't have a problem. But if you want to go somewhere else, you must get out of the rut in order to travel where you want. You are not going to change the ruts that you find in the desert. There is nothing you can do to make them go away. They will stay where they are, and if you don't like them, you simply stay away from them. The same is true for the ruts in your emotional mind. If you don't want to go where they take you, then stay away from them. Your emotional mind often behaves like rutted desert tracks. Thousands of emotional ruts take you to destinations that you don't want to visit. The ruts in your emotional mind go by many different names. Negative thinking and fear create massive ruts from which escape is difficult. Despair and depression cut deep ruts that afflict billions of people. You need a strategy to get out of the ruts that ruin your life. You need to turn the wheel of change in a new direction and climb out of the ruts controlling your life. Although escaping from emotional ruts isn't easy, it is possible. One of the best ways to do it is with positive affirmations. If you turn the wheel of change in a new direction, it won't be long before you are out of the ruts that have held you captive for such a long time. Although the wheel of change turns slowly, it always turns in the direction of what you put into your mind. The way to get out of emotional ruts is to put good things into your heart and mind so that the wheel of change turns in a positive direction. If you don't put new things into your mind, you will travel in the same ruts that have directed your life since you were born. Your life won't change, your damaged emotions won't heal, and you won't change the way you feel. Positive neural associations can instantly lift you out of the ruts that control your life. They are an instant form of positive thinking, and they make it easy for you to put good things into your mind. You don't need a PhD in psychology to make positive neural associations. All you need to do is link an affirmation to a simple trigger. When you pull the trigger, the positive affirmation and its entourage of positive feelings pop into your mind. The following affirmation focuses on God's love, and the trigger is a simple gesture. Take your right fist and place it firmly in the palm of your left hand. As you do this, repeat the following affirmation. God loves me and accepts me the way I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. He loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I open my heart and mind to the power of His love. I will max out on God's love. Repeat this affirmation 20 times, and each time that you do it, place your right fist solidly into the palm of your left hand. After you do it enough times, you will discover that whenever you repeat this gesture, you will be reminded that the power of God's love is flowing into your heart and mind. This neuroassociation will make a big difference in your life if you repeat it until you feel its positive power. The inner emotional skeptic will feel strangely positive, and you will start to feel better. My book, Maximum Strength Positive Thinking, has 130 positive affirmations in a self-talk format. It's a massively positive resource that can change the way you feel, and you can create dozens of positive neuroassociations using those affirmations. I read Maximum Strength Positive Thinking every day. As I flip through the power graphics and repeat the positive affirmations, I feel my mind turn in a positive direction, and instantly I feel better. Reading 15 minutes of positive affirmations at the beginning of my day is like buying an insurance policy that guarantees I will have an outstanding day. Put the following 20 affirmations in your mind and watch your life improve. Number 1, I will live the rest of my life as if I am a great person. I will live as if my dreams are possible and work each day to make them happen. Number 2, I have the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of my life. Number 3, I become what I think about all day long. Number 4, I take what happens in my life and make it into something beautiful. Number 5, there is no limit to how good my life can become. Number 6, no matter what happened in the past, I can still make my dreams come true. Number 7, I think and act my new life into existence. Number 8, I am willing to do whatever it takes. Number 9, I am the only one who can make change happen because I am the only one who can change my mind. Number 10, I am an unstoppable, consistently positive, endlessly persistent doer of dreams. Number 11, each day is a new chance to be all that I can be. Number 12, I build my future thought by thought. Number 13, I won't let the world clip my wings or compress me into its mold. I will fly like an eagle. Number 14, the love that I send to others comes multiplied back to me. Number 15, each day I jump into God's ocean of love and have a life-transforming experience. Number 16, although the wheel of change turns slowly, it always turns in the direction of what I put into my mind. Number 17, God's love points me in the right direction and gives me the power to make the trip. Number 18, if I really want to be positive, nobody can stop me. Number 19, I can be as positive as I want. All I need to do is put positive things into my mind. Number 20, an ounce of action is more powerful than a megaton of fear. Repeat these affirmations until your mind starts repeating them back to you. The power of repetition will drive these affirmations deep into your heart and mind, and it won't be long before you say goodbye to your inner emotional skeptic. You can make your heart and mind as positive as you want. All you need to do is fill them with positive things.